This is Awesome Etiquette from the Infinite Guest Podcast Network and presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
I get asked for, or sometimes just given, hugs a lot, and frequently from older male colleagues. My question here is several parts. One, how can I politely and professionally refuse or prevent a hug? Two, can I refuse hugs from only my male colleagues? Three, how can I fix an awkward hugging incident that's already happened? I was recently at a professional social event where an older male colleague asked to hug me. This caught me off guard, and I completely accidentally blurted out, "No!" I was far too loud, and the no was rather harsh, and I feel horrible about it. There was an awkward silence, and then he walked away. We work in the same field, but not the same employer, so I haven't seen him since that awkward incident. Should I apologize for my reaction or response? Or is it better to just leave it as he may not even remember the incident? He had a few drinks. Is there something different I could be doing so as to not invite so many hugs? Best regards, anonymous young professional.
I think this question provides me with a really great opportunity to remind people that in business situations, the default greeting, the most acceptable way to physically come into contact with someone is to offer them your hand with a handshake. This is the reason why, that people aren't always sure how to navigate or deal with a hug. It is not a standard greeting, and in professional context, it can be really awkward for people. It can also be a warm and generous and gracious way to meet people that you're friends with, that you're comfortable with, that you're familiar with in some professions, industries, maybe some family businesses. People would hug each other comfortably.
We definitely hug
when
our family business.
When my mother
yes.
comes into the office, I don't hug her, but there are times when I hug my mother.
Well, and I think of our Train the Trainers. By the end of the week, everybody's giving hugs, hello, and goodbye. But some people, you can tell that's just not where they're comfortable. So instead, you kind of give them a warm, maybe like pat on the shoulder or something.
Exactly. And when you're going through that, seeing someone for the first time or that initial meeting, that you present yourself with a handshake and you can take control of that situation. You can wrest some control of that critical moment, that introduction moment, by offering your hand. And that's a way that can hold someone at bay. You don't want to walk around all the time with your hand extended out 18 inches in front of you, but it can start to establish your presence and that professional space and distance that you're wanting to maintain.
What about after you've established a little bit of a rapport and you are very friendly? Like, what do you think you would do if that connection's there? It's not the first introduction.
Sure. And sort of a two-tiered answer. One, okay. If the situation happens like our listener described, where someone asks, "Could I give you a hug? I feel like I've known you forever. Would it be okay if I gave you a hug?" You're perfectly within your boundaries to say, "Let's shake hands." That's my standard when I'm in professional situations.
And you could even say something like, "I'm a handshaker, not so much of a hugger."
Exactly. And it's not fraught. It's not difficult. But you're establishing your boundaries. You're letting people know the way that you like to navigate this. I noticed in your question, you acknowledged that you were caught a little off guard and you maybe shouted out, "No," and that might have caused this person some particular embarrassment. Usually I would say, "No, you do not owe this person an apology. There is no need to follow up." They're the person that was choosing to break that etiquette rule a little bit. They caught you a little off guard. If you really feel like you owe them an apology, you could reach out. You can always apologize for the way that you said what you said, not what you said. He might be just as happy to let that moment recede into the background and the recesses of both of your memories. Sometimes things like that are better forgotten, and your ability to give someone the space to forget something like that is also really appreciated. I hope that helps just a little bit. I hope that helps as you navigate this backpack to briefcase transition, which is an exciting one, and it sounds to me like you're off to a great start.
Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com.
You can also listen to our full-length weekly podcast. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.
Awesome Etiquette is recorded at Vermont Public Radio and produced by Infinite Guest.